everybody, move your body. Got Whitney Houston boosting from Bobby. As I bust the cherry, your mama couldn't tarry. Back shots to Shaka, I know that pussy hairy. Sade, ooh, I know that pussy tight. Smack Tina Turner, give a flashback to Ike. Smoke a stone, fucking in Vogue, because it's four of them. Jimmy hats for Patra, I'm using all of them.
What about Toni Braxton?
If that bitch give me action, guaranteed satisfaction.
Dreams of fucking an R&B bitch.
I'm just playing what I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking an R&B bitch.
I'm just playing what I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking an R&B bitch.
I'm just playing what I'm saying.
Dreams of fucking an R&B bitch.
I'm just playing what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying to me, I ain't trying to diss, honey. No, I'm saying,
I'm just playing. I just keep fucking saying.
But I would hit all of
y'all.
The life I feel, seems like the life I feel is a little distant, yeah. Seems like the life I need, seems like the life I need is a little distant, yeah. Like the remedy, yeah. Sit back while I rock the beat, do it on repeat, repeat. Sense controlling me, yeah. Angels, halos over me, I need blessings and my peace. You've been out the streets, yeah. Ballin', I'm in on my G's, we been going for a week. Now you on a peak, yeah. Hands on why they tryna reach, I can't even get that deep. Told you I don't teach, yeah. Practice, oh no, never preach. Practice, oh no, never preach. Infiltrate the enemy, moving on them randomly. Feels like the life I need's a little distant, yeah. Yeah. Feels like the life I need's a little distant, yeah.
Welcome back. First Class with Jared and Peter, special guest host Abraham Jollis, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Astro Thunder, Travis Scott. It's now past 3 a.m. on a beautiful Friday morning here in Medford. Abe, what's been going on?
Well, just under 2 weeks ago, the Major League Baseball season came to a halt. The Astros, disappointingly for most of the baseball community, won the World Series. And already, the offseason has been heating up. The 2022 awards have just been announced, and there have been a plethora of signings and trades that have occurred already. Now, my favorite team, the Seattle Mariners, have been wheeling and dealing. They recently acquired Teoscar Hernandez and Cooper Hummel in separate trades, where personally I might be biased, but they really filled some holes and they're going to continue to do so this offseason.
Yeah, I like the Teoscar Hernandez deal. He's an all-star. He's been consistent the last couple years, and you got him for relatively cheap.
We have our deepest part of our roster is definitely our relief pitchers, and we gave up a pretty good one, Eric Swanson, but I think we got more value back.
Don't love the Hummel deal. Feel like you're selling very low on Kyle Lewis, and I get it, honestly. Haven't seen a lot from him since his Rookie of the Year campaign, which was a bit of a fraud Rookie of the Year campaign in the shortened season anyways, but he's a five-tool guy, hypothetically.
He does. He has light tower power, folks.
And they're giving up on him for, what, a 27-year-old?
Yeah. Catcher slash outfielder.
Yeah, not... I don't really get that deal, to be honest. I don't see the upside there. You might as well keep Kyle Lewis around. I guess with Hernandez, he's not going to get at bats, but I feel like there's got to be more you can get for him right there.
You know, one thing I've learned in my years in the Mariners fandom has to...
Don't question Jerry DePoto.
Do not question Jerry DePoto.
Yeah.
If he makes a deal, he knows what he's doing. And I think Cooper Hummel, sleeper for the 2023 AL MVP.
Wow. Wow. I mean, well, Judge is going to be in the NL when he goes to the Giants.
San Francisco Giants.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? Could it come back to this if Cooper Hummel wins MVP next year?
Either Hummel or our favorite, Julio Rodriguez.
I mean, that contract was something.
It was.
And it's really smart. I mean, I'm a Red Sox fan, and so nothing makes me more angry than other teams locking up their young players early instead of, for some reason, waiting until they're a year out from free agency and then trading them, which is going to happen again with Rafael Devers.
He is gone after next season, folks.
I'm envious when teams get that done. And, I mean, the Braves have masterclass at signing their guys early, and then the Mariners are following in that path. I mean, that deal is ridiculous. It can be like $450 million, but it's only if he is who they think he is.
And he is who they think he is. Now, recent Rookie of the Year winner, Julio, I think he's on to bigger and better things in the next couple years. Also, in the Major League Baseball Awards, shout out to my mom, Dr. Karen Myers, and her favorite team, the Cleveland Guardians. Former Red Sox manager Terry Tito Francona won AL Manager of the Year.
For the third time.
For the third
time. And the
time.
Craziest part is all three of those have been with the Guardians / the Indians, and he has no championships with them. He has two with the Red Sox. No Manager of the Year awards because they vote on them before the regular season, though I really thought he probably should have won it in 2007. I'm not sure who won the Manager of the Year that year, but the Red Sox that year started off like 0-6 or like 1-7, and then they pretty much like didn't lose for the rest of the year, and they cakewalked their way to a championship. They swept the Rockies in the World Series.
Oddly enough, the Manager of the Year in 2007 was Eric Wedge from the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah. What was the record that year?
I could not tell you.
It definitely wasn't better than the Red Sox record, and a second championship in 3 years. Obviously, they voted before that, but the fact that he has three with the Guardians and none with the Red Sox is just sad from a Red Sox fan's perspective. He's a beloved figure here, and he left on a bad note. It was no one blames him. Everyone blames the ownership, and that's right. So I'm always happy for Terry Francona. I root for the Guardians simply because of Terry Francona.
Indeed,
I read his, as a kid, I read his autobiography, and then I read it again, and then I read it again. I think I read his autobiography upwards of five times.
I don't think you could find anyone, including Yankees fans, who hate Tito Francona.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
One of the
guy.
Most lovable people in the sport. He's by the way, the Guardians / Indians went 96-66 in 2007.
Yeah, I think the Red Sox were around like 98 that year, something like that.
Should have lost two more. They might have given it to him.
No, Terry Francona really, by all accounts, a great guy. Had a lot of health problems, and he's managed through them. A great character, a great manager. Great for him winning a third Manager of the Year award. And then in the NL, who won it this year?
The NL was Buck Showalter.
Another guy, fourth time winner, I think. And he also doesn't have a championship. Well, he unlike Tito, he does not have a championship.
Mm-mm. But still an incredible manager. He's done excellent in his long career.
Yeah, I think MLB is interesting in that way. You don't really get another chance in other sports. You're not winning four Manager of the Year awards and never winning a championship. That's not happening.
Unless your name is Tony La Russa.
Well, he has championships, though.
Right, but it's Tony La Russa.
I don't understand the Tony La Russa hate. I mean, he's past his prime. He's done, but he's a legend for a reason. I'm saying more like if you're in the NBA, I mean, I remember Dwayne Casey won Coach of the Year and then he got fired, but he hasn't won Coach of the Year again, right? You have to really build a winner. You can't I don't know. Maybe it's because the MLB just prevents dynasties like that, but you're not going to see a guy win four Coach of the Year awards and never win a championship. I mean, Dusty Baker just got his first one this year.
Congratulations.
Legend.
Legend. One of the greatest managers of all time.
Well, if you've got any thoughts on the MLB, on the awards season, on the offseason coming up, you can call in again, 855-915-9636, 855-915-9636. We've got a couple more songs for you before we head out for the night. It's 3:10 on Friday morning. We've got Gone by Kanye West.
We spy had told who was the only one.
Uh-oh.
But it's too late. It's too late. Keep going.
You sweater, and I ain't talking about a cool J. You a big L, and I ain't talking about cool J. See me at the airport, at least 20 Louis. Treat me like the prince, and it's my sweet brother, Noomsay. Group is say I'm too choosy. Take him to the show and talk all through the movies. Says she want diamonds, I took her to Ruby Tuesdays. If we up at Fridays, I still have it my way. Gone.
We strive at home.
Gone.
I ride on chrome.
I don't want no pride from me. What you rappers could get is a job for me. Maybe you could be my intern. An intern, I'll show you how I cook up summer in the winter. Aaron love the raw dog, when will he learn? Caught something on the usher till he had to let it burn. Plus he already got three churn. Arguing over babysitters like, bitch, it's your turn. Damn, yeah, it'd be stupid to ditch you. Even your superficial raps is super official. Rock pastel with Gucci on. With TVs in the ride, throw a movie. On. Said he couldn't rap, now he at the top with Doobie Long. Cause the dookie's on any song that they do me on. Gone.
We strive at home. I ride on chrome.
We strive at home.
We strive at home.
Killer.
I ride on chrome.
Knock, knock, who's there?
Killer Cam.
Killer who?
Killer Cam. Hustler, grinder, gorilla, troop. Oh, my chinchilla, bloop. You ever dealt with a dealer? Well, here's the deal, ma. We going to the dealer, boo. No concealing, no ceiling. I don't need a roof. Act up, get out. I don't need you. Poof, poof. Be going damn tough luck, dag, but dag. Niggas still doing puff, puff, pass. Pull the truck up fast, and I tell them, hey, back in the touched up Jag shit. Your niggas won't get in Cam Cerebellum. An old man just going to tell them. Then I see how you're going to react when I'm gone. My last girl want me back, then I'm gone. Fine, stay, you got the grind, hey. Came back, read what the sign say. Yes, I know you want to see my demise. When the church boy acting like a thief in disguise. Ain't even my size, see the greed in my eyes. Axe happy, I hustle, pour weed to the shy. Shit, and that ain't even a lie. Please believe me, gave Weezy a piece of the pie. Can ask Georgia, Regina, Gina, whole west side. I explore with the Beamer now. We strive at home. I ride on chrome. Listen, homeboy, move on. That's your best bet. Why is that cause?
Yeah. I've been pouring out some liquor for the fact that my pal's gone. And trying to help his mama with the fact that her child's gone. And since we used the bubble like a tub full of Calgon, guess it's only right that I should help her from now on. But since they got a foul on, what could have gone wrong? Now they ask the cons, how long has this gone on? And maybe all this money might have gone to my head. Cause it got me thinking money might have gone to the Fed. So I ain't going to the dread, but he had gone up to bed. And when I came the next morning, he was gone my bread. And with that being said, I had gone my instincts and going to the spots where they go to get mixed drinks. But looking back now, I should've gone to the crib and ran it gone with the wind. Cause I'd have gone in my tent, but I ain't gone, my friend. And we had gone to the bar and heard a nigga talking shit, so I ain't gone to the car. And now the judge is telling me that I ain't gone too far. And I'll be gone for 20 years doing time behind bars. And since I've gone to a cell for some petty crimes, I guess I've gone to the well one too many times. Cause I'm gone.
time, sometimes years out. So the powers that be won't let me get my ideas out, and that make me wanna get my advance out and move to Oklahoma and just live at my aunt's house. Yeah, I romance the thought of leaving it all behind. Kanye, step away from the limelight, like when I was on the grind in the 1999 before. Model chicks was bending over, or dealerships asked me, Benz or Rover. Man, if I could just get one beat on Hover, we could get up off the sheep ass sofa. What the summer of the shy got to offer a 18-year-old? Sell drugs to get a job, you gotta play Euro. My dog worked at Taco Bell, hooked us up plural. Fired a week later, the manager count the churros. Sometimes I can't believe it when I look up in the mirror. How we out in Europe, spending euros. They claim you never know what you got till it's gone. I know I got it, I don't know what y'all on. I'ma open up a store for aspiring MCs. Won't sell them no dream, but the inspiration is free. But if they ever flip sides like Anakin, you will sell everything, including the mannequin. They got a new bitch, now you Jennifer Aniston. Hold on, I'll handle it. Don't start panicking, stay calm. Shorty's at the door, cause they need more inspiration for their life, they souls, and they songs. They said, sorry, Mr. West is gone.
You ready, B? Just go get him.
Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do. Eyes behind shades, this necklace the reason all of my days been blind days. But today, I got my Ferrowist girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is during Sex in the City. She gets Carrie fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to being my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider, and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gon' stop both of us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock this down like it's supposed to be. The O3, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Holla. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend. Me and my girlfriend.
Down the ride to the barricade. It's me and my boyfriend. Me and my boyfriend.
That's right. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the barricade. It's me and my boyfriend.
The problem is, you dudes treat the one that you loving with the same respect that you treat the one that you humping. That ain't about nothing. If ever you mad about something, it won't be that. Oh no, it won't be that. I don't be at places where we can't be at with no biatch. Oh no, you won't see that. And no, I ain't perfect. Nobody walking this earth's surfaces. But girlfriend, work with the kid. I keep you working at Hermes Birkin bag, Manolo Blahnik Tim's, aviator lens, 600 drops, Mercedes Benz. The only time you wear a Burberry to swim. And I don't have to worry, only worry is him. She do anything necessary for him, and I do anything necessary for her. So don't let the necessary occur. Yep. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the barricade. It's me and my boyfriend.
Me and my boyfriend. That's right. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the barricade. It's me and my boyfriend.
Me and my boyfriend. Talk to me. Break it down for me.
Sometimes I trip on how happy we could be. And so I put this on my life. Nobody or nothing will ever come between us. And I promise I'll give my life. My love and my trust if you was
one more time.
My boyfriend. Put this on my life. The air that I breathe in, all that I believe in. I promise I'll give my life. My love and my trust if you was my boyfriend.
All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the barricade. It's me and my boyfriend.
Me and my boyfriend. That's right. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the barricade. It's me and my boyfriend.
Me and my boyfriend.
Welcome back. First Class with Jared and Peter, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was 03 Bonnie and Clyde by Jay-Z. We're almost done wrapping up for the night. It's around 3:20 on Friday morning. We're going to talk for a couple more minutes, play a final song, and we'll get out of here. Abe?
I just want to speak about Silk Sonic, the collaborative duo between Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, and what in my life I would sacrifice to go and see one of their shows in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I would give up quite a lot. You know, my college education, definitely up there on that list. Probably, I'd have to say I'd be willing to spend a couple of years in maximum security prison to go to one of their shows, and potentially even just die after I saw it. That's how much I would like to see one of these.
I feel that. I really feel that.
Now, speaking about Bruno Mars and just his incredible ratio of songs released to top 10 hits.
Or just songs released to absolute bangers. The guy has 3 albums and they're all just so good.
3 albums, 1 extended play, 32 singles, and just an incredible discography. And this is pre-Silk Sonic. He had 14 top 40 singles, 9 of which reached the top 10, and 5 of those hitting number 1. And while looking at this, it's astonishing to me that 24 Karat Magic only reached 5th on the charts. Now, that's blasphemous in my opinion. That is one of the greatest songs possibly ever.
I mean, that one did age particularly well. I think of those radio-friendly hit songs that you're going to get from a guy like Bruno Mars, that one, and I think that album in general, I'm a big fan of that album, but that song has aged really well. That's a song you put on and people just can't help but dance. It's really up there. It is a great one. I'm just a big fan of him in general. I love that album. I love all 3 of his albums. I love Silk Sonic, and he's a pop star, but he is quality over quantity,
and he's a likable guy. I cannot think of anyone who could say that they hate or dislike Bruno Mars.
And again, I'll say this, quality over quantity. The guy puts effort into his music and you can hear it. He's incredibly talented. He has the best Super Bowl halftime show. People can disagree. Actually, it's 2 of the best Super Bowl halftime shows.
Another hot take from Jared Cohen.
But you know, I could talk about Bruno Mars all day. When they announced the Silk Sonic team up, I've been an Anderson .Paak fan for a long time. One of my favorite artists out there, not exaggerating. It was like one of the best days of my life.
I remember this. Jared not only cried tears of joy, but fainted when he heard the news.
Something like that. It was incredible. I couldn't believe it. I never saw it coming. It was out of left field. My favorite R&B artist, if you count Anderson .Paak in that genre, my favorite pop singer, Bruno Mars, put them together, make a duo, and they lived up to the hype, and that's for sure.
And I might say they exceeded the expectations that I set for them. That album, I don't think, has a single miss.
Yeah, I agree with that. It was really something. I remember it came out last year, and to this day, I'm still listening to it.
All day, every day.
Yeah. All right. It's 3:23. It's getting late. It's time for us to go to bed. We're going to send you out with one last song, a special request from Abe. It's going to be Killstreaks by Baby Keem. Wanted to thank you guys for listening. 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been First Class with Jared and Peter. No Peter tonight, of course. Abe filled in, and he did a great job.
I appreciate you.
We will see you guys not next week, but the week after, same time.
Sweet dreams, everybody.
Good night.
I need a girl I can relate to and confide to. See me dealing with my mama, you help me do it. Heads up, stand tough, girl, you made me do it. I can hide you in the mansion, I like the bedroom. Kill streaks when I need some leg room. Introduce you to the homies, you ain't know him. On a flight back to Paris, I gave you that I make you proud. I know I'm hard to handle. I'ma come break you down. Even if you don't do scandals, stick you up and down. up and down. Scandals, kill streaks, kill streaks, right, kill streaks, kill streaks, right, kill streak, kill streak, night, kill streak, kill streak, night, kill streaks, right, kill streaks, kill streaks, right, kill streak, kill streak, night, kill streak, kill streak, night. By the time for emotional, you in the bush just to see a new perspective. Whoa, me, I spend a lot of time in the gutted out. I'ma cut dope, freak dope, hit it out. Let's take a walk around Fremont Road out. I think niggas out here selling they sold out. Are you really here for me? Are you my road dog? I don't want another woman, this ain't roll call. And I see the good relations with your mama. Educated, Harvard baby, and your Anna. And I know the good morals on your socials. First lady, president, you in the Oval. I'm at the O2, I'm going postal. You on the side stage, I had to show you. They told you I was next, that's what they told you. I had to fall back just to get to know you.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second? I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Leave it where it be. I changed babies to keep from being funny, everybody. Want to change sometime. Yeah, because sooner or later you're going down in lonesome ground. Change my pants, I change my shirt, I change babies again, shed the dirt, everybody ought to change sometime. Yes, because sooner or later you're going down in a lonesome ground. Change my town, I change babies all the way around. Everybody ought to change sometime. Yeah, because sooner or later you're going down in lonesome ground. I change my walk, I change my talk, I change baby to keep her from being bald. Everybody ought to change sometime. Yeah, because sooner or later you're going down in lonesome ground.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Down by the waterside, we've got a perfect moon in a velvet.
velvet sky. The countless stars we can navigate by. With a magic team, if you're prepared to fly. And join me down by the waterside. And join me down by the waterside. There's a saying, where I come from, it's never over till the fat lady's gone. Well, there's no sign the bird has flown. So join me down by the waterside. Join me down by the waterside. We've got a perfect moon in a velvet sky. Got countless stars we can navigate by. With a magic team, if you're prepared to fly. And join me down by the waterside. Join me down by the waterside. Spotlight moon will guide you here. In the name of love, come and join me, my dear. As a little voice whispers in your ear, come join me down by the waterside. Come join me down by the waterside. We've got a perfect moon in a velvet sky. Countless stars we can navigate by. With a magic team, you're prepared to fly. And join me down by the waterside. And join me down by the waterside. Join me down by the waterside. Join me down by the waterside.
No, and just wait. gonna go the way I
and mine, and one more chip who isn't here. I can see the ladies talking how the times are getting hard, and that fearsome excavation on Magnolia Boulevard. Yes, I'm going insane, and I'm laughing at the frozen rain. Well, I'm so alone. Honey, when they gonna send me? White tuxedo, how you gonna beat the heat? Do you take me for a fool? Do you think that I don't see that ditch out in the valley that they're digging just for me? Yes, I'm
gone insane.
You know I'm laughing at the frozen rain. I feel like a song.
Just might be your claim to fame.
fist we can.